And Rob Nicholson is with us to go through some of the highlights from Caulfield track work this morning and also focus a bit on some of the Caulfield horses that went to Moonee Valley yesterday. Busy time of year, as you'd expect, Rob.
It certainly is, Nadia. It was a little bit quiet at Caulfield with so many jump outs and trials going on at other venues and horses galloping at Moonee Valley, as you said. But, look, there's still plenty of good horses around and I'm looking forward to Moonee Valley on Saturday and the week after at Caulfield looks like it could be a cracking number of nominations from the Caulfield stables.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about the stable by stable. And as you would expect, Mick Price has got a very strong hand.
He does. He sent out quite a number of his horses to Moonee Valley yesterday morning. He sent six out there yesterday morning with seven nominated to run. And look, he's got Tavasan and Prairie Fire both nominated to contest the McKinnon Dairy Mackenzie Stakes at listed level over the 1200. And they galloped together on the course proper and worked 1,000 metres in a minute 7.40 before improving to run home their last 400 in 24.06. I think that both are going very well. Prairie Fire is certainly a talented horse and Tavasan was pretty impressive running recently, so I'd expect both of them to be competitive on the weekend. Mick also sent out Princess of Queens and Run the Gypsy Run, who are set to contest the Dr. Sheen Plate over the 1,200 metres. Princess of Queens was obviously very fresh and over-raced a little bit facing the breeze at Caulfield last start when resuming, while Run Gypsy Run was a really impressive winner over at Morphettville last start and ran away from the field, so a pretty good run overall. They worked together on the course proper over 1,000 metres in a minute 8.53, and they worked home on the bridle for the last 400 metres in 24.51. I'd expect that Princess of Queens will definitely improve off that first up performance and Run Gypsy Run will be consistent back in winning form and seems to like the valley as well, Run Gypsy Run, so I wouldn't be discounting her as an each way chance either, Nadia. Mick's got Heptagon nominated for the benchmark 90 handicap over the 1200 metres and look, it's set to resume and been preparing really well with some good trials and jump outs. Was an impressive trial winner the other week at Cranbourne, so I'd expect it to run well. It went to Moonee Valley and galloped 1,000 metres in a minute 8.60, just a controlled gallop, and improved to home the last 400 in 24.51 also. So you'd expect the horse to go fairly nicely and is hopefully going to be very competitive. Aside from them, Nadia, you've got horses like Special Diva, who goes around in the benchmark 78 over the 1,200 metres, and it was the only one to work at Caulfield this morning. Just went around quite nicely, had a gallop on the steeple grass over 1,200 in a minute 26 and ran home its last 400 metres in 25.89. The big horse to come back on for the prize stable on the weekend will be High End, the Group 1 winning mare, who won the Vinery Stud Stakes, and she had an impressive jump out the other week and she had a gallop on the course proper at Moonee Valley yesterday. Just a controlled 1,200 metres in a minute 24.68 and cruised home her last 400 metres in 25.32. So she should be primed to run next start in the Dardo Tanchim Nam when second up. But Mick's certainly hopeful she'll put in a really bold showing on the weekend, Nadia.
Okay, so that's those for Mick Price. What about Kieran Maher's?
Kieran Maher, he does have a huge number nominated, but overall probably will only run one or two, which is a bit disappointing. He had Aesthetic nominated to run in the Mackenzie alongside Not a Single Cent, who's obviously very talented. Aesthetic went out to Pakenham this morning and had a jump out trial. And look, I think Not a Single Cent certainly in the mix to run. Didn't work this morning, but Kieran said the horse will stride up on Thursday just in readiness for the Mackenzie Stakes at listed level, if it does run indeed. He also had horses like Viennese Star, El Galil and Sheriff John Stone nominated to run, as well as Pemberley, but with most of those horses I would suggest they won't run this week. They'll probably run at Caulfield next week. Pemberley went out to Cranbourne Pakenham this morning, the trials, and jumped out pretty well and performed reasonably well overall. Well, yesterday he sent Bonds Away and Lightning In My Veins to Moonee Valley, and they galloped quite nicely. Bonds Away went 800 metres on the course proper in 52.04 and ran home the last 400 in 24.35. While Lightning In My Veins, who was pretty impressive recently over the Adelaide Carnival and had a couple of good wins in Melbourne, worked 1,000 metres in a minute 8.53, home the last 400 in 26.11. Just a real cruise around, bit of a look around the valley, so you'd expect that to go well. And his best runner would probably be Smoking Bella in the Dr. Sheehan Plate. It worked this morning at Caulfield and went 800 metres and ran home its last 400, improving to run home in 24.06. So you'd expect it to go around and run well, Smoking Bella, but of the others, only not a single cent would probably be the horse to line up if it in fact does. We heard earlier this morning via reports that Jamaica had a jump out at the trials and was probably a little underwhelming again, but his other horse, Wall of Fire, was very impressive and finished second in its jump out. So you'd expect it to go very, very well, Nadia, when it does hit the track.
Okay, what about Magnesium Rose, your lineup for Matt Lindsay?
Magnesium Rose looked going very well and was going to go around in the opening jump out at Caulfield this morning, but they decided against that and just gave the horse a bit of a maintenance gallop. Worked 1,000 metres in evens and ran home the last 400 in 26, just cruised along. And speaking to Matt this morning, Magnesium Rose will definitely line up. Hopefully can run very well, and you'd expect that the horse would run... Sorry about that. Got dog sitting, sorry. The horse would run very, very well, Nadia. And you'd expect that everything would go well with the horse. Sorry about that. Other than that, he's very, very happy with the way the horse has been running and should run exceptionally well again on the weekend.
Okay, so that's a look at those for Kieran Maher and also Matt Lindsay. And has Clinton McDonald got anything in?
He's got a horse called Sir Prospect, Nadia, and it's going reasonably well. And it had a nice gallop this morning at Caulfield. Went on the steeple grass and ran a mile in evens, and I'd expect it to run reasonably well. It ran home its last 400 in 25.5, and unfortunately, it's a little bit down the order, but Clinton's definitely hoping the horse can run well. aside from that, he's pretty happy with the way the horse has pulled up from the weekend, including Causeway Girl, and was probably a touch disappointed with the runner Taxi, but will certainly gain improvement from that run.
And Blondie lines up for Brenda McCarthy?
Yes, worked this morning, over 800 metres this morning, Nadia, and did fairly well. Went over the 800 in evens and came home the last 400 in 25. We'll line up in the Dr. Sheehan Plate, and Brendan was saying this morning that the horse certainly had a bit of spark about it this morning, and with a little bit of luck, she can run an exceptionally strong race on the weekend. So he was very positive indeed about the way the horse was looking and moving this morning.
And just looking at a few others, Lloyd Kennewell had a couple that went to Moonee Valley, one being Vidora, who of course is likely to line up in the Moya.
Yes, Vidora went out to Moonee Valley yesterday and is probably, as you said, 6 weeks away from hitting the racetrack. But Lloyd was very, very positive about the way the horse is going and worked over 800 metres yesterday morning in 55.18, which is pretty much cruising along, and ran home the last 400 in 25.21. So very big and still plenty of improvement to come in Vidora. He's also got Angelucci nominated to run on Saturday, and it'll more than likely go around in the, I believe it's the benchmark 78 handicap over the mile. Had a gallop at Moonee Valley yesterday and did work over the mile in a leisurely 2 minutes and 6.03 and came home the last 400 metres.
And we just seen... And we've got Rob Nicholson back with us. Rob, we were just talking about Vedora going to the Moya.
Yes, she's probably still 6 weeks away. Nadia, sorry about that. But, yeah, she worked nicely and went over 800 metres and just hit the line very stylishly in a cruisy 25.21 after running 55.18. And speaking to Lloyd this morning, he was more than pleased, and there's still plenty of improvement with Vedora. He's got Angelucci nominated to run also on Saturday at Moonee Valley, and it'll go around in the benchmark 78 handicap over the mile. It worked quite nicely yesterday at Moonee Valley over 1,600 metres in 2 minutes 6.03 and ran home the last 400 in 25.18. So just a nice gallop, and wasn't extended too much in the gallop, but Angelucci will definitely go around, and Vedora hopefully will be on track for the Moya Stakes, and possibly even, if there's a little bit of luck, a chance at going into the Everest.
Okay, so there's a big tick as Vedora starts her campaign. Has John Maloney got anything in?
Yeah, he's got a horse called Dornier, who is a nice staying type and does seem to run reasonably well over these sort of distance races at Moonee Valley, and it'll run around in the handicap over the, well, benchmark 78 handicap over the 2,500 metres, and it ran quite nicely in two pieces of work this morning, ran 1,000 metres in evens, and then a little while later went 1,200 metres in a minute 26 and ran home the last 400 metres in 25 on the steeplegrass. So hoping that the horse can go very well. And he's also got a horse called Fine Dane running at Bendigo on Friday, and had a really good official trial at Cranbourne, I believe it was, a couple of weeks ago, and had a nice big win there. So might be one to follow on Friday at Bendigo for John Maloney in Fine Dane.
And also Colin Little had Vacillator go around at Cranbourne at the trials this morning.
Yes, and was a nice trial. He's unsure whether the horse will run in the Mackenzie Stakes on Saturday. May hold the horse back until next week at Caulfield. And look, its trial was very impressive. It was last at about the 500 metre mark at Cranbourne and really ran home strongly, and ended up just pipping, I believe it was one of Robbie Lang's horses, right at the post. So certainly hit the line strongly, and is going very, very well on its way towards the Caulfield Guineas, I believe.
And also there were some interesting jump outs at Caulfield too.
Yeah, there was. There were some good efforts this morning. It was good to see Oak Door back at the track, who looks in terrific order. It should be very, very good wherever it goes. Jumped out and ran along very well for the first 400 or 500 and led the field away, and then was just slightly eased and ran home nicely into fourth spot. We had visiting trainer Toby Edmonds down, and he had a number of good horses going around. Silfeed went around in the opening jump out and looked in really good order, ran nicely and should be good wherever it kicks off. Hootson was one that went around in the jump out and looked in great order, had a softish jump out and wasn't extended too much, and another horse of his, Granny Red Shoes, is another horse that looks to be very impressive and looks in really good order, ran very well throughout the jump out it had. So Toby's got his horses stabled at Nearham Lodge at the moment, and they look to be going very, very nicely as they prepare for races down here in Melbourne, Nadia. So all things going well, they'll be on the track fairly shortly. Aside from those, you had a horse that won the WA Oaks for Andrew Noblett, a horse called, let me see, where is the name of it? Special Alert. That's nearly escaped me, but Special Alert. She went around, she looks a terrific type, and had a very nice jump out this morning, and I think there's another mare that Andrew Noblett's got that could be well worth following throughout the spring carnival. He's already got Super Cash and Silence Edition. So you would think that Special Alert would be another mare that can go around and be very, very positive influence on his stable's chances throughout the spring.
Okay, who do you think are the main horses we can make some money out of, Rob?
I think that I'd be following High Am each way, definitely. I think she's a very classy mare and can go very well. I think that you can go well in having a little bit each way on Princess of Queens and Run Gypsy Run in the Dr. Sheehan plate. I think that if you, not a single cent goes around, it's definitely a horse that can run very well in the Mackenzie Stakes, and with a little bit of luck, you might be worth having a little nibble on a horse like Dornier, who could be a bit of a big chance at odds in the benchmark 78 over the 2,500 metres, Nadia.
Okay, Rob, thank you, and let's hope that we get a bit of success for the Caulfield trainers on the weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks, Nadia.
There is Rob Nicholson. He is now 3-12.